welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future. Hey, thanks for joining us on our AI video series, where we're looking at a bit of a reality check and how a lot of people are looking at AI as if it might be this magic wand. The premise behind this video series is that if you are running a rubbish hotel, AI is not going to make it a great hotel. It's probably only going to magnify the challenges. And so we thought, to help our conversation and to help this series, we would get some of our partners on board who are obviously dealing day in, day out with hoteliers. And we know from previous conversations we've had with you, data, AI, it's like where you are, it's where you exist. So you should, it should be very interesting to hear your perceptions. But before we get into that, as I say, welcome and thank you for joining us. How are things for you at the moment?
Thank you, Trevor. First of all, thank you for the invitation. Yeah, in general, everything is fine. Everything is good. We are in exceptional times. No? Well, in one side, we are very focused on developing new things. Mm-hmm. In other side, we are very focused to find value, no? In what yep. we are driven, because otherwise, we are losing time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think a lot of people have said to me when we've been going through some of these questions, it's, well, I'll answer you now, but if you ask me next month, I might have a slightly different answer. It's just moving so fast. But what we'll do, let's dive straight into it. So AI is a tool, in essence, to be utilized, but it requires certain elements to be in place, if I can put it that way. And I guess the opening question we're asking all of our partners is, when you're in those early conversations, whether through, you know, through the prospecting done through your sales team, or somebody approaches you and you guys are talking to them and they want to get into, you know, they're asking more about AI and how the AI can help them, how do you assess whether a hotel's current commercial operation is actually even ready to take that step? I mean, we've spoken before how people don't even do revenue management. So the thought of going from no revenue management to AI would be, so how do you assess whether a hotel is actually ready or not?
The idea of AI now is like an accelerator, no? Mm-hmm. That is able to accelerate some processes, also the optimization, but can also accelerate the problems, the issues.
Right. Yep.
So we don't want to. We're trying to avoid to multiplicate those issues.
Yeah, you're no longer duplicating a problem; you're quadrupling it.
Yeah. So we are starting from what we have now, mm-hmm. and what we are sure that we can add value. Mm-hmm. to the process of revenue management, mm-hmm. Because we can split this into parts. One is the strategy and the tactics. They're already established, because this part, I think, is something that we are a good point, not in general, speaking in general as LMS systems. Mm-hmm. So if we add the AI, what we already know, we are adding value. Yeah. At this point.
Yeah.
And step by step, we can add other pieces. So mm-hmm. the main problem, as always, is the data. Yep. So the input data. But we can also use the AI to optimize this part. To because it's a communication problem.
Okay.
So if we are able to communicate to the hotel that this output is not valuable enough. Mm-hmm. Because we are experiencing some problems at the data entry point.
Yep.
And we explain him what we have to do to increase the goodness of the data and input. Mm-hmm. So that the process is better, no? Because the communication is better.
Yep.
So AI is not only to optimize numbers, but also here is very useful to optimize the communication process, the communication flow.
Okay.
And if we see this from this point of view, it's a great value you can create with the customer.
That makes sense. Well, just picking up on your point there, when you spoke about often the issue being the data entry point. So how much of that is, i.e. the data has been inaccurately inputted? How much of that is the technology systems that are being utilized by the hotel aren't quite up to standard? And how much of it are maybe just the people? When you're looking at hotels, do you see any one of those being dominant, or do you have a view on which one of those are more critical?
Yeah, there is a classification of different problems, no? Mm-hmm. We need to cope with. If there are some liars that, for example, do not receive some information, like groups, for example, may have an impact, but it's not so impactful. Mm-hmm. If we not receive the data at all, is another problem.
Yeah.
The question is in terms of accuracy. So why? Because if compared to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, was a massive problem of data input.
Mm-hmm.
It was a risk to have wrong data at all, no?
Yeah.
Because it was manually insert or any other, the systems was not so integrated.
Mm-hmm.
But now the problem is minimal, so it relies only on specific data points,
right,
that can improve or not the accuracy.
Okay,
but not the efficiency of the system in itself.
Okay,
so for example, we always receive data in two categories. For example, individual groups. Because it's the way we build the interface.
Mm-hmm.
But some hotels, and this can be very the breaking point, mm-hmm. is some hotels have good data, meaning that already they classify the data in terms of segmentation very well.
Okay.
So we know that under the segment of individual, there are other subsegments that are well organized. And there we can do a great job because we know each segment. The meaning is is well designed. In the other side, we may have some situations where under the individuals there is nothing, or there are bad data, or there are not. But so the system is able to work at the same level because we know the basic not segmentation is always individual groups.
Yep.
So we know which are the individuals and group is. It's uncommon.
Yes.
It's very difficult to find.
It just is what it is.
At least these two segments are not mapped.
Yeah.
In any hotel anymore. But if we have only individuals, the accuracy of the data is lower because we don't know under this this individual which are the transients, which are negotiated, which are business or those things.
Understood.
So the accuracy is low, but the system works. At the same level. So if you want to have a system that works better, you need another layer of consultancy, you know, that explains to the hotel that we need to improve the segmentation, so the data quality that we pass to the system to have a better result.
I've got you. So as you say, the system will work whether there's good data or bad data, because you can see when it's right, it's right. The people or how the data is coming in, but if you haven't set up your system or trained your staff to ask the right information, then your data is limited. So it doesn't mean the system's not working. It just means there's nothing you can do because you don't have the data to be able to analyze and make a decision on. So that would tend to lend itself more to almost the processes in place within the hotel. Would that be, whether it be the process for their staff to be asking when they are checking or greeting a guest, or the processes and the information that they're asking their technology solutions to gather for them and then to amalgamate. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think that the problem is not technological here. It's more the process. So mm-hmm. they should, at the very beginning, understanding the hotel, understanding which segments they want to focus on. They need to create all the maps, no? Because that's very important for them to have a strategy, because otherwise it's So if we miss this, you're not missing only the data. Mm-hmm. Also, we are missing the process. So the way we analyze the data tell us at which stage the hotel is at this moment. Mm-hmm. Because if they do not have this kind of segmentation, for sure they are not very skilled in terms of revenue management.
Yeah,
and this is connected to the fact also that they don't know. What do they expect from an RMS? So, because they're actually missing targets, so they don't know which are the goals.
Because
they have no processes.
Yeah.
And the goal becomes to be a general goal. So, I want to optimize.
I've got you. Yeah. So, it's so broad and vague that it doesn't really add significant value.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so, I mean, you must deal, just thinking of kind of following that on to the second question that we're asking, is you and your team must see a multitude of different types of hotels, hotel groups, whether they're independent, small or large groups. We've touched on processes. Are there any other factors that you would say, okay, this is how we can see a good hotel? I don't like to use a phrase, but we will for the purpose. You know, this is a good hotel that would be ready, that a conversation and the investment into AI would be able to make incremental value. And here is a hotel group that is really not in the right place at the moment. Are you able, are there any sort of key factors that stand out to you between a good and a not so good?
I have simplified this process, because at the end we built our LLM in-house mm-hmm. from scratch. Mm-hmm. And we can give this layer for free to any client.
Right.
And for me, in a problematic hotel, is something good.
Okay.
Because it's an outlier.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My job is to fix outliers. Mm-hmm. So the more outliers I have, the better it is. Because it's not, we can manage different issues. We can address some issues because are not far from the normal way, but they add value sometimes to the algo in general.
Yep.
So what we try to do is we ask a question: what we can do. Mm-hmm. So okay, this is an outlier, but what can do to optimize this situation?
Yep.
Can we do something or not? Because mm-hmm. sometimes
that's the first question. Anything. Yep.
there's nothing to do.
Yep.
And if yes, how can we now create a process? Cut off can be like a new box where we put similar hotels inside, that we analyze those hotels in the same way, changing the way we are doing more, or adding a new layer to the way we are doing more.
Yep.
So it's not always a problem.
and in some instances, and as you say, for you, it's a good opportunity, isn't it? Because not only when they are ready, will the solution then add value and AI incrementally add more value, you are adding more value right at the outset from getting them to that ready position.
It's the way I built the system. It's not like a general system that works in one way, no?
Yeah.
But it's the sum of many exceptions. So it's we're building the opposite side.
Yeah, I was going to say it seems to come at it from the it's like 180 degrees in the opposite direction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So summing all the exceptions. Why? Because the industry like this. So in the industry, there is no one way to do things. No, it's very fragmented. Yeah, so you have is an enormous amount of exceptions due to the other category, due to the way they perceive revenue management, due to the data is able. But there is not only one way to optimize. There is the best way to optimize, but there is not one way
to get to that.
And if you because sometimes you find some hotels, but they do something that for you is not optimal. They're doing good work, even if they do something which is far away from the standards. So for me, that kind of hotels are exceptions, but good exceptions. So what we try to do is sum all those exceptions and find the optimizations of the exceptions.
I mean, I'm no expert in this area and around algorithms and all that kind of thing. I mean, that's very much your space. But how do the outliers impact on the algorithms?
Our outliers usually are the most valuable parameters you may find when you build an algorithm.
Right.
Because if you find a path that can unify those points about theirs, you it's a great thing because there is another piece of value that your model were not understanding before, and now is able to understand. It's a different way to look at the problem. Also, I love also people that are outliers. I think that I'm an outlier. I perceive myself as an outlier because I'm outside.
Sure.
A many standard way to do things, which is sometimes is good or not. But you see the world from another view, no? Another point of view, which
absolutely
can
that's
make
healthy.
More value to the things. Yeah. Sometimes, obviously, it's a noise because the trade off between value and noise is high. Very high when you speak about outliers.
Because
an outlier can be only a noise, but can be also a valuable point to follow.
Well, if you can cut through the noise and hear what they're actually saying, then there may be some value in that.
From what I've seen now, because we activated a better version of Zenith, which is this LLM that we have created, trained in those last 3 years. And it seems that so the way I've trained the system is quite different because it's continuously questioning itself.
Okay.
So the fact is sometimes you don't know if it's right to increase or decrease prices. Nobody knows because it's not it's a soft science.
It's a calculated guess.
It's not a hard science, as we said last time. You cannot replicate the experiments. Many times, just one, you have one choice, increase or decrease, and then you see the effect after some days. When you sometimes there is not any statistical evidence that increasing the price will bring you better results than take the price, hold the price, or decrease the price. So the system is able to question itself, meaning that I don't know, but we can try. So what I can do for you is make a try and understand if now, given the parameters that actually we're analyzing, if we increase the price, we have some good effect. And they monitor together, the revenue manager and the system together, they monitor, and because the system is able to monitor multiple dates for the same hotel, 100,000 times better than anyone. And at the end of the story, we have a recap, I say, okay, after 3 days, we can say that you had a good choice. at the very beginning, no, the system after the test, it's a good choice. My opinion at the beginning was different, so yep. it was probably better to halt. But you did better than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I will keep this information for the next time in this. Okay. But we have tested at the end of the story. So, and it's a good approach because it's the only way to, when there are critical situations, to say, okay, you want to decrease, let's decrease as you want, but we can test it and see what happens if your strategy. So it's not.
Do hoteliers get it? You know,
they get fun on this. Yeah. They. it's important for them, but also for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not. It's more. It's the way a neural network should work. It's not fixed parameters. If else. It's a concept, no? It's okay. In this situation, given all those things, the probability to have a success, no, is this, because in the past we know that worked.
And I guess my final question, and the thread through this is all has always been, if you're running a bad hotel, AI isn't going to make it a great hotel. So how many people here maybe are under the illusion that they could just take an AI solution and plug it in without realizing that there are some fundamentals that they need to get in place first?
Hmm. This is a good question. I think when we talk about individual hotels, there is a huge percentage of hotels that actually are not performing well because they're missing something in terms of processes.
Mm-hmm.
Within those hotels, there are some which are more open to be better,
yep,
to improve some stuff. And those hotels are very valuable for us.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, there's others that where there are some processes in place, but for them it's good. So there is not any further automation on the side they want.
Gotcha.
For them it's good what they do.
Yeah.
And if they have no the need, or try no, or yep, increase or improve the situation where they are, so there is nothing to do.
It's like probably the effort that would be needed just to make a small marginal gain is probably not worth the effort.
And the other side, there are also many hotels where they are very far, no, from understanding the business itself. So mm-hmm, they can do many things, many things at very at the zero level.
Yep.
Where they know that there is something to do, but they have not some any process in place, so they have no goals.
Yep.
And there are the general goals that we spoke before.
Yeah.
And here, I think there is a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
But here is very important before the technology is the communication.
Right.
Because we are always talking about small properties with mm-hmm, small managers.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it's important to convince them.
Yep.
Explain them all the things. This is not mathematical that you go there, say blah blah, and they say, "Oh, okay, wow."
Yeah, we
no, this is it's more a little bit more, but it's right because the business is not ours; it's their business.
Yeah.
So if they are not the first to understand, there is something more to do. There's nothing we can have any. No, I bet you we can.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I guess at the end of the day as well, a lot of it, I mean, you've articulated it there, comes down to the leadership, whether it be the owner or the whoever is leading the group or whoever is the GM in the property. You know, it takes someone to recognize that there are opportunities out there that could be being taken advantage of. And as you say, some might be just perfectly happy with what they're doing and that the time and effort and investment needed isn't worth the incremental gain. But for those that can see those opportunities, it requires somebody to step up and be asking the right questions, set a strategy, have the conversations that are necessary, and then work out what are the processes that you need to adjust and put in place to be able to work to best effect.
And it's something that we cannot control.
Yeah.
So I prefer to put all the effort in building new things, develop research, and I'm a more data scientist than this. So I like it. I like it. Not spend hours and nights in finding any
solving problems.
Modeling or trying to find new ways.
Yeah.
After 2 months of search and tests and trials, you find at the very big, at the end of the story that was a failure.
But you learn through that.
Start again from zero.
Yeah.
This is the way we build the LLM.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of the research. It's this fun.
Well, that's how things evolve, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a perfect time to leave the conversation. You provide some very useful insights. Always a pleasure when we talk with you to hear your thoughts. As you say, as a data scientist, you've been seeing this evolution of what we're going through over the years. So it's always wonderful to hear what you have to say. So thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Take care. Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.